In most states, people convicted of sex crimes become a pariah. They must register with police, their pictures end up on posters, the internet, and often the television news, and many communities do everything they can to keep the sex offenders out. In Washington state, so many sex offenders can't find a home that prison officials are now preparing them for homelessness upon their release. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Kathy Ducham reports.
Pioneer Square is Seattle's oldest neighborhood. It's a small community, home to a mix of ad agencies, art galleries, nightclubs, and soup kitchens. It's also home to the highest concentration of transient sex offenders in Washington state, 142 at last count. One of them is 44-year-old Randy. He didn't want to give his last name for fear that his relatives would be threatened or ostracized. This day, Randy watches the world go by at a Pioneer Square park.
People look at me when they hear about my crime, and the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, I'm a child molester. No, I'm not a child molester. There's a difference between my crime and a child molester.
Randy's crime is second-degree rape. In 1987, he met a woman at a bar and asked her to go outside for a chat. Then he beat and raped her. He raped again in 1992. This time, the victim was a woman who stopped to ask Randy for directions. He got out of prison 7 years ago, found a job and an apartment. Then, Randy says, the posters went up to notify the community of his presence and his crimes. Newspaper articles soon followed.
When it hit the newspapers, the job I was working at, seen it, because it was a new supervisor, said I didn't disclose, and turned around and fired me. They wouldn't even let me try to talk to him, explain to him.
With no income, Randy lost his apartment. For the past 5 years, he's been in and out of shelters. Police consider him a level 3 sex offender, at high risk, they say, to reoffend. Randy says because of that label, he can't get a job or a permanent home.
There's a lot of housing projects down here to help the homeless. But because I'm a sex offender at level 3, I've been barred from all of them.
And how does that make you feel?
Angry. Makes me feel angry because, once again, it's unfair. I'm being singled out.
That's the reality right now because there literally is no place for these offenders to go.
Victoria Roberts is with the Washington State Department of Corrections. She's responsible for reintroducing sex offenders to society. Roberts says many offenders have no place to go because neighborhoods do everything possible to keep them out.
I've been in communities where people have literally bought property in order to keep the offender from moving in. They've built a daycare next door. They built a park. They actually buy the house the offender was going to live in order to keep the offender out, not realizing that offender has to go somewhere.
Robert says people might feel relieved that a sex offender doesn't live next door, but she maintains a homeless sex offender poses a much greater risk.
They have no stability. They have nothing to lose. They are going to find vulnerable people who are willing to take them in. And so they might meet a woman in a bar. They might meet a child in a situation where the child wants to help the offender out. And the family thinking they're doing a good deed brings the offender in, not knowing what the risks are. And the next thing you know, we have new victims.
The architects of Washington's community notification law agree that's a concern. Former State Representative Ida Bella Shotis helped write the law. She says homelessness is an unintended consequence of community notification, but she says it can and must be managed.
It's just one of those things we're going to have to grapple with. We didn't know what terrorists were 10 years ago, for heaven's sake. You really just have to keep working at it.
This is a personal issue for Bella Shotis. Her daughter was kidnapped, raped, and murdered by a sex offender in Pioneer Square 13 years ago. She passionately believes notification laws protect the community. What's more, she's not convinced homeless sex offenders are always being truthful about their residential status.
They are not truly homeless. Some of them are. Some of them are. But that's like probably the percentage in the population. But they're staying someplace. They're not just wandering the streets.
Seattle Police Detective and Community Notification Manager Bob Schilling agrees. He says some sex offenders register as homeless in order to avoid the scarlet letter effect. Still, Schilling is more concerned that if the offenders can't find permanent homes, the state will be subject to lawsuits.
Because of community notification, We are now discriminating against a class of offender in housing because we are notifying the community that this person is now living in their neighborhood. We don't do that with murderers. We don't do that with arson offenders. We don't do that with armed robbers. But yet, sex offenders, we do that with.
Washington was the first state in the nation to do community notification, so it is seen as a test case for dealing with the potential fallout. To address the homelessness issue, Washington says it has a plan. This year, it will offer sex offenders transitional housing. Right now, though, there's Pioneer Square, where sex offenders blend in with the broader homeless population.
That's pretty appalling. I would have never known.
Nicola Leonard freelances at an advertising agency in the neighborhood. She recently found out about the 142 sex offenders in the area. Leonard says because jobs are scarce, she'll continue to work in Pioneer Square. But she's more leery.
I look behind me. I look at the people that are homeless now in a different way. And that's really sad. It's just, you know, I look at the people that have said nice things to me that were homeless, and I wonder now what they meant. Because I wonder if they were a sex offender.
Despite the loss of innocence, Leonard says she's better off knowing about the homeless sex offenders. And she plans to tell as many people as she can about their presence. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Duchamp in Seattle.